Good morning, everyone. Today is the 30th of November, 2022, Wednesday morning hop day. Hope you're hopping right along the bunny trail this morning. Well, we are living in some strange times, very perilous times. Corruption in government is at an all-time high. From your local mayors and city councils to your law enforcement agencies to your House of Representatives and senators and congressmen and presidents and secretary of states, military rulers, corruption is at an all-time high. Is it any wonder why Christ said, "My kingdom is not of this world"? "Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Those who are participating in the political process today are involved in endorsing corruption. I never have. Well, I won't say that. I used to. I don't anymore. I'll put it that way. I don't anymore participate in the political process because I cannot subscribe to the lie of choosing the lesser of the two evils. Do you want to choose a murderer or do you want to choose a liar? Which do you want to choose? What did Joshua say? "Choose this day whom you will serve." Are you serving the God of this world, or are you serving the God of the Bible? Are you serving the God that says that my kingdom is not of this world, or are you serving those whose kingdom is of this world? This world's going to be destroyed by fire. It's going to be folded up like an old rug. I'm looking for a new city, a new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven, prepared for the bride. I want to be a member of the marriage supper of the Lamb, not at the inaugural ball of the president. Okay? Have no interest in any of those things. Well, the only way that we're going to participate at the marriage supper of the Lamb is if we've been called, chosen, predestinated, and blood-bought. There's a lot of people spending an awful lot of time trying to expose the evils of this world. And Christ made it eminently clear that this world is going to pass away. So why are we wasting all of our time trying to correct the evils of this world whenever it's all been preordained by God anyway? I'm not saying we shouldn't take a stand against evil. What I am saying is we shouldn't spend all of our time trying to circumvent what God has already ordained. A lot of people want to spend a lot of time talking about the Masons and the Illuminati and the Knights of Columbus and the Beast System and the Roman Catholic Antichrist Pope Francis and all the other systems out there. There's no redeeming characteristics in this world, put it that way. Well, I want to conclude by singing a psalm. And let us look up, for our redemption draws nigh. God the Lord is known in Judah, great His name in Israel. His pavilion is in Salem, His abode on Zion's hill. There He broke the bow and arrow, bade the sword and shield be still. Excellent art Thou and glorious, coming from the hills of prey. Thou hast spoiled the valiant-hearted, wrapped in sleep of death are they. Mighty men have lost their cunning, none are ready for the fray. Horse and chariot now are lying in the sleep of death's dark night. Jacob's God, Thou didst rebuke them, Thou art fearful in Thy might. When Thine anger once is risen, who may stand before Thy sight? When from heaven Thy sentence sounded, all the earth in fear was still. While to save the meek and lowly, God in judgment wrought His will. Even the wrath of men shall praise Thee, what remains is kept from ill. Make your vows now to Jehovah, pay your God what is His own. All men bring your gifts before Him, fear is due to Him alone. He brings low the pride of princes, kings shall tremble at His frown. Well, one of these days, Christ is coming back as a ruling, reigning king. And when He comes back, men are going to flee to the rocks and the mountains and cry for the mountains and the rocks to fall upon them. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. God bless.